Our scripture reading this morning is a little bit long, but it happens to be a story, and so hopefully you will still listen attentively. And also, if you know the story of Samson and Delilah, maybe you should do an exercise in your head and pretend this is the first time you've ever heard it, okay? Here we are in Judges 16. After this, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came to her and said to her, "Coax him and find out what makes his strength so great and how we may overpower him, so that we may bind him in order to subdue him, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me what makes your strength so great and how you could be bound so that one could subdue you." And Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that are not dried out, then I shall become weak and be like everyone else." And then the lords of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not dried out, and she bound him with them. While men were lying in wait in an inner chamber, she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as a strand of fiber snaps when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have mocked me and told me lies. Please tell me how you could be bound." And he said to her, "If they bind me with new ropes that have never been used, then I shall become weak and be like anyone else." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And the men lying in wait were in an inner chamber. But he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. And then Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me how you could be bound." And he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web and make it tight with the pin, then I shall become weak like everyone else." So while he slept, Delilah took the 7 locks of his head and wove them into the web and made them tight with the pin, and then said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled away the pin, the loom, and the web. And then she said to him, pay attention, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me 3 times now and have not told me what makes your strength so great." Finally, after she nagged him to death with her words day after day and pestered him, he was tired to death. So he told her his whole secret and said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, then my strength would leave me, and I would become weak and like anyone else." When Delilah realized that he had told her his whole secret, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "This time come up, for he has told his whole secret to me." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands, and she let him fall asleep on her lap, and she called a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. And he began to weaken, and his strength left him. And then she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And when he awoke from his sleep, he thought, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. May he bless to our understanding the reading of his holy word. Today we learn about a man who has dedicated his whole life to the service of God. But if we study him a little bit, as you've heard from the story, he had some flaws. Sounds kind of like every one of us, right? He gave easily into temptation and disobedience, and as you might have guessed, his name is Samson. Our story begins right as Samson is in love with Delilah. And at the beginning of this passage, we see that Samson is very strong. I want to tell you a little bit about Samson from the beginning, because all of this is recorded, if you don't know it, in the book of Judges, chapter 16. And it has been a delight, if you don't know this, to many, many artists. People have painted the pictures, have, you know, composed music, have written other kind of tales and stories about this story of love and woe. And Delilah, if you don't know her background, she was from Philistia, and it was not proper for a Nazirite to love a woman from Philistia. The story begins with an announcement of Samson's birth by an angel of the Lord. How many people are announced by an angel of the Lord? Not very many, I'll tell you that. He joins a good company with, of course, Isaac, John the Baptist, and who else? Jesus. Samson actually means sunshine. Very interesting, right? He was born sometime between 1045 BC and 1000 BC during a very dark period of Israel's history. Seven times this nation had turned from God and now found themselves once again under the oppressive rule of the Philistines. Samson was born a Nazirite, meaning separated or set aside for God. This meant that he was not to drink wine or any fruit of the vine. He couldn't go near or touch a dead body, human or animal, nor could he ever cut his hair. Though he was set apart for special service to God, Samson often ignored his Nazirite vow of godly devotion and instead got caught up in his own strength. It was his weakness, though, for Philistine women that did him in. His passion for women was more important to him than anything else. During his wedding to a Philistine woman, he was deceived and humiliated by his wife and the wedding guests. Angered, Samson got his revenge by personally killing 1,000 men. He's a violent guy, right? But in the end, that was another woman he married. It was his passionate obsession, and I repeat that, passionate obsession for Delilah that led him to reveal to her the secret of his strength. With the Spirit of God upon him, Samson was a powerful man with supernatural strength. And as we maybe knew as kids, reading cartoons or watching them on TV, you know, there were superheroes, right? There was like Superman, and there was Elastic Man, and there was Spider-Man, you know, and all these different crazy things, and Wonder Woman, you know, she would turn around and, you know, she had her outfit on, right? And there's a fascination with superheroes, right, in our culture. Well, Samson was a superhero for God. God had given him the gift of strength and might and endurance. The story reveals that he was also very intelligent with an unusual sense of humor. While he was almost unlimited in potential to deliver his people from the Philistines, the story ends instead in needless tragedy. For not only did he fail to use his strength to deliver his people, but he brought upon his own weakness and demise. There are many valuable lessons we can learn from the story of Samson and Delilah. Though born with unbelievable potential, Samson got caught up in the ways of sin. When I first shared my telling of my sermon with my sister last night, she said to me, "Courtney, you know, you sound rather harsh to Samson and Delilah, you know, because I kind of know people like them," my sister says, right? She says, "You know, some people fall in love with the wrong person, That's not a bad thing, right? And of course they're tempted to tell them, you know, their secrets because they're in love with them. And she says, you know, don't be so harsh on them. They're just human beings. Isn't the story really about how great God is versus how horrible Samson and Delilah are? I do agree with her. It is the story about God's strength and might and not ours. But there is a little bit of a lesson in here, right? Have you ever heard the expression, if you play with fire, what will happen to you? You get burned, right? Now, that doesn't mean, okay, that because you got burned on earth, that you're going to spend eternity in hell. Okay, there's a big difference, right? There's a difference between having consequences for your actions on earth and spending eternity somewhere awful, right? But there are consequences for our actions. If we do fall in love with the wrong person, if we are tempted by sinful ways, if we do play with fire, we should be aware of the consequences. So Samson teaches us what it is to be a shallow, vengeful man who pouted when he didn't get his way, who teased his love in Delilah by telling her three different stories about what really made him strong and laughed at her when they weren't true. And surely Delilah was attempting to break Samson by asking the truth. But remember what she said to him? If you really love me, why would you keep the truth from me? And this is where Samson tells us a little bit about himself, right? Because what does he do in response? He tells her. But for some reason, he had convinced himself in his head that if the Philistines came upon him and he had revealed to the love of his life the truth, that what? He would still have strength. He really thought that even though the hair would come off of his head and he would lose the source of his strength and the source of the blessing of God, that he would still be strong. Because I think the lesson with Samson is that he forgot that the reason he had the gift at all was from God and not from himself. Let's go back to Delilah. How many times in the scripture, when people are tempted by money, is it a great thing? Who else was tempted by money to turn somebody in to the enemy? Judas, right? 30 shekels, right? Okay, which was about $30,000. This story tells us that she would get 1,100 pieces of silver from each of the Philistines, which, let me tell you how much money it was. Do you have any idea? $750,000 is what she would have been paid to turn in Samson. Now, I know that I've been asked, what would you do for $1,000,000, right? Has anybody ever said that to you? What would you do for $1,000,000? And you kind of think, maybe I'll compromise. Like, maybe I'll do one little thing I wouldn't do any other time because I'm going to get that $1,000,000 and then I'm going to do good things, right? I mean, you convince yourself that it's okay to break your rules of morality just so that you can get that $1,000,000, because then it's going to change your life, right, if you're thinking in your head. Okay? She's going to get almost $1,000,000, $750,000, right? So she's been tempted. Hey, all you have to do is turn over Samson to us, give us the source of his strength, and you will be rich. It also makes me think, when I was little, you know, when you're kids, you don't really understand money, right? You understand food and toys and adventures, right? And there was a commercial. It was like, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Do you ever remember that? Like, I'm aging myself, I know, but it was the same concept, right? I mean, you could get this yummy ice cream covered with chocolate and, you know, it would make your day. So what would you do for it, right? And as a little kid, you're like, oh,
anything for a Klondike bar.
I'd clean my room. I would, you know, be nice to people. I would give up my allowance. I want a Klondike bar, you know. Do you get it? I mean, as harsh as we want to be to Delilah and Samson, as harsh as I planned to be when I really wrote the sermon the first time, is not really fair. Because we can't just pin the blame on Samson and Delilah and say, oh, they're horrible people and we're wonderful. Because that's really not true. We are the same. And the good news of the story is that Samson didn't know that the Lord had left him, right? He thought he was still strong. But is the sign that the Lord is with us and blesses us our strength? I think we go deep, right, in this story and ask ourselves, if we don't have a Klondike bar, if we don't have $1 million, we don't have a beautiful and, excuse the expression, sexy significant other, right? Like a Philistine Delilah. If we don't have power and strength and might, does that mean that the Lord has left us? Is that what the Bible says? What is the sign that the Lord is with us? It is when we know we are His. Samson forgot that he was the Lord's. And we will too. But the Lord does not forget us. For now and forevermore. Amen. That I wasn't sure you would.